for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. It's now the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. The president and Democratic leaders locked in a stalemate over border wall funding. GOP lawmakers are even breaking from the strategy, suggesting they should reopen the government and have the committees work out how they should address the national security concerns separately. Some of them are saying declaring a national emergency will just get stopped in the courts. Lawmakers are passing some relief legislation for the 800,000 federal workers going unpaid.
The bill was just passed, which I will sign in Congress, making sure that everybody's going to be paid immediately upon when this is over.
The union that represents air traffic controllers has filed a lawsuit suing the Trump administration for withholding employees' pay. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg is still not back at the Supreme Court after surgery to remove cancer from her lung. USA's Robin Walensky reports.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg will miss oral arguments on the high court for a second week in a row, but no further cancer treatments are planned at this time. Ginsburg had an operation on December 21st at Sloan Kettering in New York City to remove two cancerous growths from her left lung. It's been 3 weeks since surgery. Ginsburg, the court's oldest justice, turns 86 years old in March.
Former Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel says he's fighting his suspension. Florida Governor Rick Scott made the announcement saying Israel failed in his duties during the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School massacre last year. Andy Pollack lost his daughter there.
When eight BSO deputies listened to shots fired in the school and stayed outside, they were following Sheriff Israel's policies.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Wisconsin teenager who disappeared 3 months ago after her parents were killed inside their home is now with family. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Wisconsin police say they have arrested Jake Patterson for the kidnapping of 13-year-old Jamie Kloss and the murder of her parents. Kloss was found in Gordon, Wisconsin, which is about 40 miles southeast of Duluth, Minnesota. FBI Special Agent Justin Tolomo talks about the case.
This case was challenging given the proactive steps the subject took to avoid detection. In this case, in cases like this, we often need a big break, and it was Jamie herself who gave us that break.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A Texas couple has been found guilty of forcing a young West African girl to labor in their home for 16 years. John Clemens reports.
Muhammad Torrey and his wife Denise each face a maximum sentence of 20 years with an additional 10 years for conspiracy to commit alien harboring. U.S. Attorney Neely Cox said, "Our district is passionate about combating forced labor and expressed gratitude that they were able to obtain a measure of justice for this young woman from Guinea. The defendants who called the girl dog, slave, worthless, and an idiot would often beat her with an electrical cord." I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.